This is KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. My name is Jack Anderson. Our engineer today is Cliff Hargrove. And joining me today in Studio 1A is the one and only Abram Shook. I want to hear some stuff for them. First of all, Concert Club, give it up for yourself. That is right. It's KUTX After Hours brought to you by Odell Brewing. And joining us tonight, as I said, is Abram Shook. Guys, take it away.
From the garden, I thought they might calm me down. You were standing at the back door laughing. I think I thought we would be alright. Yeah, the news is always frightening. It's terrifying, the things we've seen. Living a lie that you never knew you told. Again and again until they tell you that it's ended.
Tell you that it's ended.
As it drips, drops, and it falls apart.
Dripping, dropping, falling apart.
Baby, baby, I know you're living a life that you never knew you wanted.
You never wanted.
Oh, again and again until they tell you that it's ended.
Tell you that it's ended.
As it drips, drops, and it falls apart. They're screaming from across the divide. So you're making your way to the heart of the city. You pass right through the old neighborhood.
KUTX live in Studio 1A with Abram Shook, brought to you by Odell Brewing. The new album, Love at Low Speed, comes out this Friday. You can also check out the album release this Saturday at Mohawk, along with Goodfield, Ruby Frey, The doors are going to be open at 9, and KUTX is presenting. Abram, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty spectacular, especially after that last one. When you last joined us, I hate to take it back so quickly, but when you last joined us, it was April 2015. You were just about to put out the album Landscape Dream. You quote, I quote you here, you had the next two records ready to go. Is this one of those two records that we're hearing tonight?
Yeah, there's definitely parts of it in here for sure. Yeah, I kind of start working two or three ahead of time, you know? So I could say again if you want that the next two are probably ready.
We could quote that again, that's true. But the next person would not.
And then it'll just like be deja vu every time we come back. It's like the Matrix or something, you know?
As a Mr. Anderson, I would almost like that, you know? But so I want to go back to this interview you had a while ago. You were talking about interpolating sounds with a live drummer into electronic kit. Right now you've got a different kind of setup. You've got, you know, pedal steel, you've got saxophone, you've got keyboards. How do you find the perfect tone for an instrumental riff?
Wow. You said there was going to be easy questions. I don't know. Let's see. So I think with Landscape, we were experimenting more with like chopping up drums and more electronic things, elements in there. And then with this one, Chris and I actually, we decided to kind of go in a different direction and do everything a little bit more organic. So some upright bass, lots of strings on the record. My first time working with strings, we worked with Tosca, which are amazing. Chris wrote all the string arrangements. And those translate fairly well to the pedal steels. So I think it works well with a live arrangement.
What do you think, Concert Club? Does it sound good? It's Abram Shook in Studio 1A. I will ask an easy question. You grew up in California, surfing, studying jazz, in your own words, listening to the music of Brazil, West Africa. Then you moved to Portland, then Boston, then Austin. Recently, you've been in Lisbon, Spain. Where else are you planning on moving to?
I don't know where y'all want to go. Oh, there we go. Costa Rica. That's next on the list. Actually, I was just in Costa Rica this summer surfing a little bit, too. So,
what would you say would be, as far as genre-wise, what would be the genre that you grew up with that influenced your songwriting the most?
I don't know. I have a pretty voracious appetite for new music. So, I mean, I was probably a lot like everybody else. I listened to Nirvana and all that stuff in high school. But I think when I really started listening to world music is when my songwriting changed a lot, and specifically a lot of like African music. Both, I really like high life music, but I also like a lot of contemporary stuff like Rokia Traore, and we used a lot of references to this guy Baba Mal, who has a brilliant record out right now. We try to take some elements of his kind of string arrangements on a few of our songs as well. As well as all the Brazilian stuff, too.
Great. Well, it's Abram Shook in Studio 1A. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to play Device, which actually has a little bit of that flavor you'll probably recognize here and there.
future can't bring me down, won't bring me down. Now you weep at night with the tether in your hand and tied to your own device. Oh, now you weep at night with the tether in your hand.
That's Device from Abram Shook live here in KUTX for Studio 1A After Hours. Abram, I want to ask a very simple question because I was asking a little bit more complicated questions than we previously agreed upon. And I feel a little bit bad about that now. But
we'll talk later.
Okay, we'll talk later. Exactly. How do you figure out your background vocals? Because sometimes when I'm brushing my teeth, I'm like, I'm going to floss my teeth,
Yeah.
But like,
that's it, man.
Is that it?
That's exactly it. How do I do that? I don't know. I just listen to a lot of music and just really try to pull from as many references as possible. Yeah, I think it's something that's lacking in a little bit of popular music sometimes. I'm just going to throw that out there. There's a little, like, you know, the Hollow Notes and that kind of stuff, you know.
We need more yacht.
I wasn't going to say it, but yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It seems like you're backing musicians.
Oh, did you hear that? That was a great joke, man. go ahead. I'm sorry.
It seems like your backing musicians agree with you. Do you mind taking a second to introduce every single one of them?
Oh, not at all.
They're all very talented from what I see.
Yes, they are amazing. These are actually really good friends of mine. They've been playing with me a long time and dealing with my weird backing vocals and things like that. They have to do all that stuff. So Justin Douglas on the pedal steel backing vocals. This is Lauren Gould on flute, saxophone, and also backing vocals. We have Christopher Cox over here on bass and also backing vocals. Chris also had a heavy hand in helping me with the record as well. So then we have the double mats. So we have Matt Shepard on drums and Matt Gardner playing the beautiful piano over here, as well as some tasty synthesizer.
And tasty it is, I will say. I love that stuff. Well, gentlemen and lady, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It is Abram Shook for KUTX After Hours. I want to take this moment to thank Odell Brewing for providing the delicious beer. I want to thank the Concert Club. Thank for yourself. Come on. Yeah. And an extra special shout out to our multimedia team covering this, making it all look good. And an extra shout out to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove, who is making this all really sound good. That's going to wrap up the broadcast portion, but Concert Club is going to get treated to several more songs from Abram Shook. You can find the whole thing on our website, kutx.org, later on this week. I'm Jack Anderson, and this is the Austin Music Experience.